We're moving on to theatre now in Stoke-on-Trent and kicking off with the New Vic Theatre in Basford, Newcastle-under-Lyme, which is a theatre in the round and a lovely charitable inventive venue that puts some great things on for you throughout the year and also is very good when it comes to inclusion and accessibility. So we have Whatever Happened to Phoebe Salt. It opens this weekend, Saturday 31st of May, and it runs till Saturday the 21st of June, which is when the audio describe performance is taking place. Hopefully I should be there. And that is 2:15 p.m. On that Saturday afternoon. This is a world premiere production. It's by Arthur Berry, and it is called Whatever Happened to Phoebe Salt. Born and raised in the industry, or the industrial heartland of Stoke-on-Trent, Phoebe Salt spends her days working in the meat market, trapped in a daily grind of blood and bone. But after work, yearning for glamour and adventure, she rehearses her role as a showman's assistant with the local town entertainer, and soon opportunity knocks. Will a talent show appearance help her finally escape the trials and tribulations of working life, or finally does her fate have other plans? Arthur Berry, a master of capturing the soul of working class life, brings to life the grit and resilience of the people of Stoke-on-Trent in this striking drama, which is part of the Arthur Berry 100 and Stoke-on-Trent centenary celebrations happening all across the city in 2025 to recognise the work of the unsung local hero. Whatever Happened to Phoebe Salt is filled with vivid storytelling and rich characters. It's by Arthur Berry, it's directed by Abby Wright. And a reminder, the audio describe performance is Saturday 21st of June, 2:15 p.m. and it's captioned on Tuesday the 17th of June at 7:30 p.m. And coming up after that, we will have lots and lots of other events for you, which we will tell you about when we are back early in June, because I need to kind of update my information on that. What I will say is that if you need any help or whatsoever, you can call the box office, and that's 01782 717 962. They can also book tickets or tell you anything that you need to know in relation to the venue, or you can go online, and that's newvictheatre.org.uk, and they also have cafe and restaurant that serves food during the day. They also serve food and drinks before performances, but sometimes at busy times it is best to book a table, otherwise you might not be able to eat before the show. And I think that what you can do is you can ring up the box office and then they will put you through to the restaurant. So that number is 01782 717 962. So moving on now to the Regent Theatre, which has a whole host of things on offer in June coming up. Next week we have the fabulous Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. It's got an audio describe performance on the 5th of June, but it runs from Tuesday the 3rd through to Saturday the 7th. It's got some matinees as well, and I think the regular performances are at 7 p.m. Step through the wardrobe into the magic kingdom of Narnia, where a world of wonder awaits. Join Lucy Edmonds, Susan and Peter as they meet new friends, face dangerous foes, and learn the lessons of courage, sacrifice and the power of love. Celebrating the 75th anniversary of C.S. Lewis's classic novel, you can watch The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe come to life in a spectacular production, which is a delight for all ages. And a reminder, audio describe performance is 5th of June at 7 p.m. Please do check with the venue around about a touch door before the show. Now, the following week, we have Boys and the Black Stuff, which is another show which has come from the West End. And this is an adaptation by James Graham of Alan Bleasdale's classic Boys from the Black Stuff TV show, and direct from a sold-out run in the National Theatre and the West End. James Graham's acclaimed adaptation of the BAFTA award-winning TV series gets a job, go on, giz it. 80s Liverpool Chrissy, Logger, George, Dixie and Yosser are used to hard work and providing for their families, but there is no work and there's no money. What are they supposed to do? Work harder, work longer, buy cheaper, spend less. They just need a chance. Life is tough, but the lads can play the game, find jobs, avoid the sniffers, and see if they can have a laugh along the way. So directed by Kate Wasserberg, James Graham's critically acclaimed adaptation of the groundbreaking TV series comes to Stoke-on-Trent for 1 week only, ages 15 plus. And there's no audio described performance on that, but there is one the following week for Calamity Jane, which runs from Tuesday the 17th through to Saturday the 21st of June. Saw this in Birmingham. Wonderful show. Really is good. And it stars West End actress and singer Carrie Hope Fletcher from Bad Cinderella, Heathers and Les Miserables. And meet the fearless gunslinging Calamity Jane, biggest mouth in Dakota Territory and always up for a fight. But when the men of Deadwood fall hard for Chicago stage star Adeline Adams, Calamity struggles to keep her jealousy holstered, her heart a-thumping. But who for? Okay, so audio described performance is on the 19th of June at 2:30 p.m. That is on the Thursday afternoon. So next up, we have Bat Out of Hell. It runs from Monday the 30th of June through to Saturday the 5th of July. And get ready for the ultimate rock experience as Bat Out of Hell features the iconic music of Jim Steinman and Meatloaf, and it roars back to the UK. And that's suitable for ages 13 plus. So lots of great shows on at the Regent in June. Perfect opportunity for you to get your theatre fix, because there's lots of things to choose from. And it's nice that two of those also are audio described. And if you would like to book tickets, I'm trying to find the phone number for you, because it's not always that easy anymore in the little program thing that we have here. But hang on a minute, let me find it for you. So if you'd like to book tickets, you can give them a call, and that is the access line at the ATG venue, and it is 0333 009 5399. You can also go online at atgtickets.com/access/contactus if you would like to contact the venue. And you can also go online atgtickets.com/stoke. And if you do have a Nimbus card and you're part of the access scheme, I think you can book tickets that way as well. And the phone number again is 0333 009 5399. And you have to admit, there's lots of great things to choose from in June, so try and go and see something. And two of those for you are audio described.